After a while, a digger arrived and moved with dinosaur slowness into Will's vegetable beds, into Lob's vegetable beds. Lob watched, outraged. Roaring yellow monster, slow moving, quick turning, treads crush life. Head rears high, giant teeth gape, fangs gouge, wrench, tear. Stems and roots, leaves mashed and mangled in monster jaws. Run at it, shout, batter with fists. Monster trundles on, clumsy, blind brute. The digger driver wasn't the sort of person who could see Lob. His radio was on in the cab and he whistled cheerfully while he worked. He had no idea of the fierce little figure that rushed at him, green eyes glinting. Glittering. At last, the digger trundled off down the road, scattering strips of pressed mud. Lob stood looking at the devastation. If he'd been given to despair, he would have despaired now. Instead, he began tidying as best he could, collecting bits of twig and root, heaping them ready to be burned. But it wasn't finished yet. 2 days later, more strangers came to Cluny Cottage. Some were smartly dressed and carried boards with papers clipped to them. Others wore helmets and bright yellow jackets. They went inside the cottage, making loud remarks that echoed emptily. Then they surrounded the ash tree, and one of the men chalked a red cross on its bark. The ash tree that had stood for more than 100 years, shading Cluny Cottage, was in the way of the new houses. So it had to go. Next day, the executioners arrived. 3 of them. One slapped his hand against the mark on the tree's trunk, then rubbed the chalk off his palm. Another carried a heavy saw with crocodile teeth. Lob flung himself at them, waved his arms, shouted and stamped, but no one noticed. The saw whined and screamed. Sharp teeth bit into the bark. The shock juddered deep into the ground. The tree tried to stand tall, but is wounded too badly. Soon it surrendered. Groans shuddered through every twig. Its leaves twitched and writhed, its branches sagged. The core of its trunk screeched in agony. At last, the butchers had finished their work. They drank coffee from their flasks. They laughed and joked together.